We're right now in the middle of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Short Amud. It'll be a quick Gemara, actually. It's smooth. Shaul Talmidav Ezra Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. The last thing we spoke about, if you remember, was some of the Brichas Kohanim rules. Washing your hands before you go to Brichas Kohanim. The language it's in. And we'll see more halakhas coming up today. Actually, a lot of very brief. I met with everyone, John, today to try to find out, ask him about the question of brushing your davening versus getting Brichas Kohanim in. We waited in line. We'll get there. Anyways, the Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua asked him, "B'ma arach liyamim? How come you live such a long life? What zchuyos? What mitzvahs did you have to give you long life?" So Amar lehem, "Miyamai lo asisi based on Knesset Kapandaria. I never in my life made the shul a Kapandaria, a shortcut. I never went in one door and out the other door to make sure I could walk in a faster route and use the shul as a shortcut." This idea, exactly. Tomorrow, Megillah, what does Kapandaria mean? What does shortcut mean? If I would, sometimes you have a shul, not ours, not like it here, the base membership, but sometimes you have a shul with doors on each side, right? You have doors, so I can walk to shul and I can walk through the whole shul, walk it out, and I've cut a block I have to walk around because I went through the shul instead. So I got a shortcut out of it by walking through the shul. No?
You walk through a different shul to get to your shul?
No, I walk through a shul. I walk through my shul. It's like any shul. I walk through, there's a building, there's a shul. And it has like a back exit that I can walk in front and go to the back. And instead of walking around the block, I got to use the shul as a shortcut. So he said, I never did that. I never treated the shul that lightly to use it as a just a convenience for myself. And Lopasati Aroshe Am Kodesh. I never stepped on the heads of the Am Kodesh. That mean? So here Rashi explains that back in the day, the students would sit on the ground. When they learned, they would sit on the floor. And the Rebbe would sit in the chair. If you were walking between students, you'd have to step over them, walk past them. It's demeaning for students to have like people stepping over them like that. So I made sure to never have to, if I had to walk around, I walked around, or I got there earlier before they sat down on the floor. I never walked over. Most of the students, mom is walking in their heads, but I never like stepped over students when they were sitting on the ground learning. I never lifted up my hands without making a bracha first. I mean, I always said the bracha, and we'll see what the bracha is. I always said a bracha on Brichas Kohanim. That's why those met with my merits that I took with me to a long life. My mevarach, what bracha do you make? Amar of Zera, Amar of Chizda. You blessed me with the Kedusha of Aaron, and you commanded me to bless Bnei Israel with love. That's the bracha you make when you start. Ki akar kar e my amar. When you lift up your feet in the first place, remember I said before, we tell that heading towards the shul, when you towards the dukkan, towards the place to get Brichas Kohanim. When you pick up your feet to head in that direction, what should you say then before you start the Brichas Kohanim procedure? So it says, Yirat of Bnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Bracha Zu, Shetei Vitzanu, Levarech Et Amcha Yisrael, Lehei Ba Mikshol V'Avon. But the Bracha should be your will Hashem. This Bracha you commanded me to bless Am Yisrael with, there should be no michshol, the avon, no stumbling, and no mistakes in it. You die before you make the actual avon. Yeah.
So, was Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel
a kohen? Yeah. No. He was a kohen, exactly. Yeah. But I think it's a big deal. He never did without a bracha. I mean, he never made bracha. It sounds like over here that was a chiddush. I'm not sure why it was a chiddush. It sounds like what should be hard without making a bracha. But apparently,
he never raised his hands at all without making a bracha.
No, he never did Brichas Kohanim without making a bracha on it first. So again, they might think, like, "What? That, why is that a chiddush? Like, doesn't everyone do that?" That's what you're basically bothered by, right?
I thought it was like maybe he was like getting to the top of the shelf and his bracha.
I don't think so, but I'm not, it's a good question. You're asking a good question. Pointing out, why is that a significant accomplishment? What's the accomplishment? Second, it's a good question. I'm open to suggestions if you guys have while looking it up in the Marsha, just comment on it as well. What is the accomplishment? Nope. No comments. Good question. I'm open to at some point in time suggestions if you got them. Good question. Doesn't sound like the biggest accomplishment. Oh, so that's the next part, but that's, I don't think that's not called a brach. I mean, here we say, Mayim Avarach. It sounds like over here he's talking about the one that we just mentioned. I don't know. I'm not sure what it has to do with. I don't know. Good question. Think about it. Okay. And when he turns from the tzibur, meaning when he finishes the Berachas Kohanim whole procedure and he turns back around to like kind of like finish up his time there and head down soon. So what does he say then? So Adrei Rav Chisda Rav Ukva, Rav Chisda introduced Rav Ukva and he darshaned out the following, explained and he darshaned out the following lashon. Bono Sholom. Asinu Masha Gazarta Alinu, we've done what you've decreed upon us to do, Kohanim. Asaymanu Masha Yiftaftanu, you do now what you promised us to do, which is, next pasuk, Hashivim on Kachacha min Hashemayim, the Gomer, which means look from your holy dwelling place from Shemayim, and the pasuk goes on, Rechas Amcha Yisrael, and bless them, and the land that you gave us, etc. So we did our part, now you do your part. You bless B'nai Yisrael, you bless the land of Israel. Okay. Amar al-Chizr, we're now going to have a bunch of one-liners going through what the Kohanim, again, if this was a Kohanim shir like Rabbi David gives, this would be perfect. Every lacha, what they do, how we know. Amar al-Chizr, in Kohanim, Rishayim, Lakof, Kishrei, Esposein, Ach, Yachtu, Pneim, and Atzibur. The Kohanim are not allowed to, Lakof, it's like kind of like bend. I mean, the Kohanim, they have a certain physical, you know, their fingers do a certain thing. They can't take that position. They can't change. The Kofi and Kishrei Esposein, they can't bend their knuckles, their fingers, until they've turned away from the tzibur. Meaning, when the whole thing is over, only then they turn away, then they do their stretching of their fingers back to their normal position. But until they've turned away from the tzibur, they cannot move their hands out of that position. I remember Zeir Abba Rechizda, again, the Rechizda Din, Eide Korei Rishayah, the Kros Kohanim, Achichla Amei Mikviyat Tzibur. The Korei, who says, Kohanim, he can not only do that once they're yichleh, once it's finished, once the amein of the tzibur of toshimcha lochana el eldos, the tzibur is the amein, only then do you say kohanim. You have to wait till the tzibur finishes saying amein. To finish, to complete. Only when they complete saying amein on the prior bracha of toshimcha lochana el eldos, amein, and once the amein is finished, then only then can you say kohanim. And the Kohanim cannot begin their bracha of what we just mentioned, right? Until the dibur of the Korei, of the Kohanim, is yichleh, is finished. Because everyone's waiting for the person after them, before them to finish exactly what they said, then you can say your thing. And can you on that same vein? The dibur doesn't say amen until the bracha of the Kohanim is finished. I mean, don't say amen before they finish their word.
Maybe the one before that.
Yeah. Bracha, that one?
Yeah.
They can't say the bracha. We just mentioned the prior Amud, the Brechas Kohanim, until the Sibur, until the Korei finishes his Dibur. Kohanim, then when he finishes then he can go. But don't say Kohanim, Bracha, you can't do that. You have to make sure the Bracha is heard by everyone, which means only after the Korei finishes his Kriya. Similarly, they only make a main, the tzibur does, when the Kohen finishes bracha. Similarly, v'yene kohanim, v'shai v'atcha bracha acheres, achich amein, v'yat tzibur. And the Kohen does not start the next bracha until the amein is finished from the tzibur. This is a very interesting line over here. Because over here, there's something happens before that. What happens before the Kohanim get the next bracha? The Chazan says it. So is the Chazan saying over here word for word or not? Now, if the Chazan was a Kohen, then that he's part of the theory. But the Gemara here doesn't sound like this. No, the Korei says Kohanim. There's no one who says afterwards Yivarecha. Then they say Yivarecha afterwards. Doesn't sound like it in the Gemara, right? Sounds like that. So okay, so it's a hard to point out that it doesn't sound like there is a middle person repeating word for word for them. Okay. I'm skimming through myself. What's that? We've been doing it differently. Differently. Where did that start from?
Why is it like that?
Why do we do it? Why do we do? Why do we not?
So why does it seem in the Gemara that?
Why am I saying it? Why am I saying that?
That they didn't do.
Like, where am I getting that from? Because when you look at this part over here, it says over here, it says, "In a kohanim rashayin lahatchil bebracha acheres achich lamimim piat zibur." It should say, "In a kore achich lamimim piat zibur." Kohanim, oh, here's the kohen. You can ask for the kunster. We're doing that now. The sugya, perfect copy of the kohen sugyas. Why? Where does idea that the someone who says yivarechecha before you go? Like, why is that an idea? Yivarechecha, Hashem. I mean, why is there someone who's makri before you?
Why is someone makri?
Because the Gemara here sounds like the Kohanim would go straight into it after the amen of the tzibur. There was no the makri was just Kohanim. That was a makri. They would say Kohanim, and then you would do your bracha. They would say, "Man, you go straight to the next thing without anyone saying yivarechecha beforehand."
Not only that, but we also can't say what we're saying until someone, well, they're finished saying what
right, that we said already. Right. So the question is, why do we need a mockery? Meaning, what's that?
For our things, we do, if there's two people, that's our Quranim.
Yeah.
And the Quranim say, the first thing they brought up first.
Really? What do you mean? And then, but they say afterwards Hashem?
And then the cousin said Hashem.
Hashem. So the first word you say by yourself. That would answer the question. That would answer the question. Why do you do that?
Let's say there's two. Only if there's two. Then we say.
There's one coin that happens. One coin
that
happens then.
And we start with.
Again, if there's two kohanim, what happens?
We say kohanim.
Okay. They do the bracha.
And then they start
with. I say afterwards. It makes a lot of sense to do that. You know why? But every other thing afterwards, they say after themselves. Maybe that's what the Gemara here means also. Maybe it really means. I understand, but maybe the reason why I do it that way is, anyone have a reason why? You know what he's saying? So you always have, no one ever says Recha to you. The Kohen always has Recha of himself first.
No. That's our problem. That's our problem.
What do you mean?
We give it.
They give that, that's how you understand it? The mockery is giving you the Kohen of Recha?
Part of our
Recha is. I'm interesting. I never heard that. That you made up or not? You made it up? That shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that shot.
I'm calling cap on that one.
Part of the bracha that we give goes back to us who are makers.
Right.
Okay. The whole goes back.
Yeah.
And one goes
towards us. Okay. I think the reason why you do that, my get, but you say when it's one person though, what happens?
One person, we say Ibarakan, then they say.
What about three?
But when there's one person, what?
The Moroccans, if there's two people there, then they say, they make a bracha, and then no one says recha. They say recha themselves.
The whole thing?
No, just the first word, recha. That point forward, everyone then goes back, Hashem, and everything then is afterwards is repeated. Also, next part, Ya'er also is straight from the Kohen, or also?
No.
So I'll give you my svara. Here's my svara to that sock. You make a bracha for Shabbat, you want to make a bracha right away. You want to start a bracha right away. There, your bracha is break between your bracha and you doing it. So I think it makes a lot of sense that you would say bracha right away. But this over here, I don't understand fully why we have a makri. The only thing I can think of is that maybe we lose our place. Someone's got to make sure if you just lie, that you're not like by getting distracted and losing your place or whatever.
The
bracha. If you're not confident, you can go back to the place again.
No, does the makri answer amen for the bracha of the Quran?
All right, the makri does answer amen. I thought.
H-B-H.
Really?
Yeah.
No, the bracha of the Quran, the first one, no, but every other one, yes. I thought. Yivrecha shem yishrecha amen. Even the one who's makri, I thought.
I don't know. I've never been in that position, but the ma'aseh.
It's true.
But I know some people don't answer all amen. Some people do. Because I think there's a ring down because we may.
I think we now with the sitter though. With the sitter now, I think we're makbid with the sitter that we do. I thought the chazan says the chazan Ashkenazim. The chazan says a name not to your bracha but to your brachot, not to your rechas moishel ba'ava. No, but yes, to your rechas mishmerecha. The chazan does by us. It's supposed to, I think. You sure? Okay, check it out. Okay. What's that? Before they start, you mean? Or the actual? Yeah. Correct. But then I would think the next thing is, though, the next thing should be that the Makri, who calls out Yerechcha, whatever it is, or Ya'er, has to wait for the Amen of the Tzibur. But here it says differently. Here it says that the Kohanim don't start until the Amen of the Tzibur, implying there's no Makri at that point in time. Because otherwise, the Makri would be the one doing it anyways, in which case, he'd be the one waiting, not the Kohanim. They're waiting for him to finish. That's what I'm saying to you. Go for it. What do you got? See where it is? See, hey, it's in Halacha Hey in Perek Yudalet. What do you got? What do you got?
Halacha Hey.
Halacha Hey, Perek Yudalet, yeah. Good. Okay, next. Here's the part, here's the big one. This is what we're doing. What's next? This is a big one. That's right. See? What happened there? Why did the Makri start? Same thing we said, our Gemara. It quotes our Gemara. That Shulchan Aruch, go for it. Ready? Shulchan Aruch is found in Kuf Chav Ches Yud Ches. Kuf Chav Ches Yud Ches. Talk to me. What do you got? Torah Chaim. Okay, good. Weiter. What do you got for us, Aaron? Bring it over here. Bring it over here. Okay. Let's see. Yes. Okay, here's a important part. Fine. They don't start till the seaports of the main. In Rosh Hashanah, B'teva, Atchukah B'teva, be a Pia Makri. See, he changes around here. He adds that word in. Again, so here he says, V'ein Rosh Hashanah, B'teva, they can't start the next word until the teva is read by the Makri. That's not what the Gemara says. Where did that come from? Where did that halacha come from? It's not the Rambam, it's not our Gemara. Where did that halacha come from? I'll look it up later on. We'll look up in the Mishnah earlier on, maybe. Or the Rabbi Yosef, or Ben Ishchai. Okay, anyways, okay, so we have to figure out what happened from the time of the Gemara to the time we have today, when we do have a Makri word for word. But that halacha would apply to the Makri. The Makri halacha would be as the Shofar Paskin. You can't say Yivrecha or Ya'er until the Tzibur said Amen from the last thing. What's that? You could argue that the Kohanim were afraid that they're going to get distracted. And if someone's got to read from a text to make sure that everyone can be that, it could be.
No, they just don't know. I'm pretty sure that somewhere where it's like, you're really not supposed to even like hybrid. Like, sometimes they have to do this in shul. They can take off their shoes and I need to hide their shoes. But it's really not allowed because then they're not going to be concentrated on
on the bracha itself. So you're saying maybe to have themselves so available to the folks in the bracha, not word of the next word. So it makes sense. That's how we started it. Could be. Yeah. Could be. John is over here pointing out that we have to have them so. They're doing the shlichus, as Reb Kutzer pointed out, the shlichus to give us bracha. So they have to be fully focused on the bracha and not worry about what's the next word I'm going to say. So maybe that's the reason why. I was a later addition to give them full focus. Maybe we'll look it up later on. Could be. It's not with the Gemara's Mashra, but it definitely could be. Okay. I'm Rabbi Zeira, I'm Rabbi Chizda. In a quote, I'm trying to lachzir pneum in a tibur, actually, Yachel Shev Tibur Besim Shalom. The Kohanim should not turn away from this. They should stay in that position facing the Tzibur with their hands outstretched still until the Tzibur starts Sim Shalom, and then they turn around and then they move their hands. They shouldn't leave. They shouldn't go off of the Bima until the Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom. They shouldn't be walking out afterwards. They should wait until Sim Shalom is finished. And then they can start walking down. Sounds like over here, even though we pass, and I think also there, even you should wait till Kaddish is over. I think that's Mishnah Berurah Pasuk as well, but the Gemara over here just brings down, and it says, once Sim Shalom is over, then you're allowed to leave. Okay. Rabbi Zeira Amar B'Chizda. Eina Tzibur Rishayin La'anos Amein Ash Tichla Bracha B'Pi HaKorin. We're done now with Brechas Kohanim, and we're moving over to now to Brechas HaTorah. Tibor should not say amen to the bracha of the Torah until tichleh, until it's finished from the korei. Vena korei shayla kros b'torah ad shichleh amen piyat tibor. And in turn, when he's finished over here, no sein ha-torah, and the tibor says amen, wait till amen is finished before you start reading from the Torah. Vena b'targim r'shay l'atchil b'targim ad shichleh pasuk b'piyat korei. And the person who's, back in the day, he said a turgamon, person who would say with the Torah's pasuk that was read in Hebrew into the Aramaic that people understood. So he can't start saying the Aramaic translation until the pasuk is finished from the actual person reading from the Torah.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that?
Anymore?
Yeah.
Why don't we have like one by one explanation of each pasuk?
Yeah. No one would stay in shul.
What's the reason why? No one would stay in shul? We have English for us already written there? No. And you can't read the next word in the Chumash, the Torah, until he finishes his translation. Why don't we have this nowadays? You check the, it definitely, it's a doubles the time. Doubles the time for sure. You want to check in your Shulchan Aruch? You got it there? Guf Mem Hei Aleph. Mem Hei Aleph. What's that? Oh, is that how it works? When you don't,
when
I don't speak it.
No, not like when I
listen
to the recording.
Oh. Got it. Okay. 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 Did it say anything about not doing it? Why now does it change? Because it referenced only the time of the Gemara. What happened? Aval ha'idna, aval achshav. Okay.
This isn't the time to learn tomorrow.
Let me see, pass over. Sorry. What's that? Doesn't say anything besides that. Where is it? Aleph here? Is there a base here for us or no?
No.
Okay. Yeah, chachmei gemara. Why would that be quoted halacha? Not even that practical anymore. Okay. Fine. Back in our Gemara. No more white space. Back in the Gemara now. Amar b'tanchum, Amar b'shul ben Levi. Amafter b'navi, tzarech b'shikra b'torah tchila. When a person is going to get the Haftorah, we first should read from the Torah first. The reason why I have the Pesach Halacha, by the way, is because you don't want to equate Torah and Navi. Torah is Torah, Navi is a notch under Torah. If you would have a regular Aliyah for a guy and he goes straight to the Navi, then you have like, it's like a parallel. So that guy first reads the Torah, then the Navi afterwards. So that even, we always recognize that Torah is the biggest kibud and Navi is the one notch underneath it. And that's why we make sure that he reads the Torah first. And he's mevarech al Torah as well for that reason. Okay. Amar b'tanchum, Amar b'shul b'levi. In a maftir, v'shay laftir b'navi achi well sefer Torah. The maftir should not start doing the haftorah until the sefer Torah has been properly rolled. And a close, I say close. The reason why is because people who are dealing with the closing sefer Torah, putting it away, putting the mantle on it, have to also hear the haftorah. They have to be focused on it also. So you have to wait for them to be done with their job so they can listen to your haftorah brachas and reading. What's that? So that's you guys. But we do a little more involved. But yeah, you're right. Even that, it'll be someone that you pick. Let's say you just, I guess, you put a little slip chick into the little piece. I guess that doesn't take so long. Maybe there's a riot that we had the same Torah that was back in the day. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how it went back in. Okay, interesting. Good point. Rabbi Tachlon, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ancient of Tibor, Rashai, Lafshit, as a tape of the Tibor. The Shimon was not allowed to Lafshit, means Rashi, to take off. Let's say you have like on the Bima. So you take off like the, you put on the Bima. When the Torah would come in, Rashi points out the Torah would be kept in a different area, in a different house, actually, like a safe somewhere in someone's house. They bring it to shul for the actual Kriyas Torah. When they did so, they would deck out nice cover, nice velvet, you know, whatever it is, felt cover cloth onto the bima. And then when it was finished, you don't take it off while the Tibur is there. It's not part of the thing. You'll take it off later. We don't have to wait for that to happen. We're not going to wait for that. So don't worry about it. You should not take it off while the Tibur is waiting still to the Torah to be finished. They cover the tzibur. I'm retiring from Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ain't a tzibur reshai? Let's say it's actually not tell safer. Sefer Torah, Benech B'Koma. Here the word Benech B'Koma seems to be a gear change to take it out. If you can see why, I think in a minute you'll see why it's taken out. But the Tzibur is not allowed to leave the Shul until the Sefer Torah has been taken and picked up. Shul Amar Ashi Eitzei. Shul says, no, until, not only that, more than that, it's got to actually leave first. Sefer Torah leaves before we do. Below pleading, they're not arguing. If there's another entranceway or opening to at least Shul, then you're allowed to leave once the Sefer Torah has been picked up already and it's finished being used. Then you can walk out of Shul first in a different entranceway or exitway. If there's only one, there's only Pisach Achrina, there's only no Pisach Achrina, no entranceway separately, then you got to wait for the Torah about first. Why? Amarava, Barahina Asabrili, Asruli, Barahina is the person's name. So he explained to me the reason why is it says the Pasuk, in Devarim, Achrei Hashem Lokechem Teilecho, you should go after Hashem. The Sefer Torah represents Hashem, so go after Hashem. So there's only one entrance way, one exit way. So wait till the Torah goes, and then you can afterwards go after Hashem. But if there's two, then I'm not, we're going separate ways, we don't have to worry about it. Once the Sefer Torah picked up, that's already enough. You don't have to worry about it actually being going out the door first, because there's a separate door it goes out of. Bizman Shakonim Ibrahim is Amahin Umrim. What do we say when they're blessing us? So Amar Bizir, Amar Bachizda, Baruch Hashem, Malachi. Look, at each time we're going to answer this question, we're going to bring three psukim down that we say. We'll see why three psukim later on. Baruch Hashem, Malachi Gibur Koach. The Malachim of Hashem, or Gibur Koach, or strong strength, so bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Kol Tzva Av, Bishar Tzav, Osei Ritzono. Bless Hashem, all of his constellations, his officers who serve him and do his wishes. Baruch Hashem, Kol Ma'asav, B'chol B'chol Shem Shaltel. Hashem be blessed by all of his actions, all of his creations, wherever they are. Baruch Hashem, Hashem. Hashem should, again, my soul blesses Hashem. So we see three psukim that are corresponding. We'll see soon see the three brachas the Kohanim are making. That's in a regular, typical Shabbos. Musafe the Shabbos, my name. What do you say, Musaf and Shabbos? Something special. I got something special here. What more do you add in? Something special. So I'm Rabbi Asi, Shira Ma'os, and he brought from Hashem, called Av Hashem, song of ascent on an high. That bless Hashem, all those who serve Hashem. Suyu dechem kodesh baruch Hashem. Lift our hands up with kedusha and you bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem mitzion shochein Yerushalayim haluka. Hashem is blessed from Tzion, those who dwell in Yerushalayim haluka. Now, if you look over here at the psukim that we just quoted, we quoted two psukim from Tilm Kuf Lamed Dalid, and the last one was from Tilm Kuf Lamed Hey. Why does it matter? The Gemara asks, v'leim anam, why don't we also say there's a third pasuk from Kuf Lamed Dalid that fits in well? Why don't we say the third pasuk not Ruch Hashem Mitzion, but Ruch Hashem Mitzion? That's in the same paragraph. Meaning, why am I going to everything else we have was like three consecutive psukim? Here we have two psukim in one paragraph. We skip to the next paragraph, but in that same paragraph we already had two from. It's a very similar bracha. The bracha in Kuf Lamed Dalet, which we borrowed from, was Kuf Lamed Hey, which we borrowed from, was Ruch Hashem Mitzion. And the Kuf Lamed Dalet we skipped was Yirech Hashem, Yirech Mitzion. Why do we do that? So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Brei Yerushim and Pazi, Mitoch Shehitcha B'Brech Hosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nesayim B'Brech Hosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you look over here, all the things up now were B'Brech Hashem, Hashem should bless. The last one was Yirech Hashem Mitzion, Hashem should bless us from Mitzion. That's already a different story. So the Lashon of Baruch is there, and Hashem is there, but we're not blessing him, he's blessing us over there. The puzzle we borrowed from in Perek Kuf Lamed Hey, that was Ruch Hashem Mitzion. Hashem is blessed from Tzion. So therefore, it's consistent to Hashem be blessed by us, not Hashem do the blessing. That's why we say these brachas, and we skip that one in Kuf Lamed Dalet and move over to Kuf Lamed Hey, because it's about Hashem being blessed, not Hashem giving blessing. Okay. Minchasa Tanisa Maya Amri. What do you say in Mincha during the times? Assuming that you in fact do Mitzvah Kafayim then. That's Machokas. What do you do or not? Depends. We pass it in the end. I think we pass. I don't know what the Sfarim do, but if you do Birchas Kohanim towards the evening, then you do other fasting than do Birchas Kohanim. But if you do it like we do it in Yeshiva, we do it. We usually have like a Shir, a Sicha, and then we do it like early, like 1 o'clock. We do not do Birchas Kohanim on a fast day at 1 o'clock. You have to do closer to the evening time. That's like Ne'ila. It's more Ne'ila esque than it is Mincha. It's beginning of my Mincha esque. So then we do Birchas Kohanim. What do you say during the Mincha of the Titus in that case? We have sins, Hashem, answer for us for your sake. Mikvah Yisrael, Moshio, Be'ez Sarah, Lamatiyak, Gerba, Be'arts. Hashem, you are a mikvah for us, and you protect us in our etzara. Why should the goyim of the world say about us that no one can save us? Then why should we be like a confused person, like a strong person who cannot save us? So Titus would talk about that we're fasting for a reason. We want salvation. Ben'ila the top of Emrah. Ben'ila the Yom Kippurah. The Kippurah, my Amr. What do you say, Ne'ila? Amr Mar Zutra, Amr Yilav Masnisa Tana, was taught in the Brisa. Yine ki kein yivarech gvar yirei Hashem, yivarech Hashem yitzion, uru ebu tu yishlaim kol mechayecha, uru ebu anam levanecha, shalom al Yisrael. So again, you see that we'll be blessed, the person who's a fearful of Hashem. Hashem should bless us from Tzion, and to see the good of Yerushalayim, all of your life. And you should see banim levanecha. You should see sons to your sons. Shalom al Yisrael. Now, in every one of these cases, we had a new thing that Tzipor said related to the day they were in. We found here, they said three things. Says the Gemara over here, the following question. Heichan Omran, when do you say these three psukim? What part of Rechaz Kalam do you say this? So Rav Yosef Amar Bein Kol Bracha Ubracha. Between every bracha, like Amen, each part, you throw that pasuk in there. Sheish Amar Behaskaras Hashem. Only when it's Hashem Hashem. You're Hashem. You're Hashem. Yisa Hashem. The word Hashem is when you say the word Hashem, you respond with each of these days with each of these brachas. So the Gemara, Pliki Bar of Mari Rav Zvir. Rav Zvir argued within these tefilos. Chadamar Pesuka L'Kabal Pesuka. Chadamar Akol Pesuka Amar L'Hu L'Kulum. One says that every pasuk has one pasuk attached to it. So meaning that we mentioned there's three brachas that we make on each of these days. So each pasuk has the bracha, each pasuk A, bracha A. Or bracha A, pasuk A, bracha B, pasuk B, bracha C, pasuk C. One, that's one says. The other one says, no, akol psuka amalukul. Each pasuk, you say this three psukim. So you say this three psukim three times. And each pasuk you make, yirecha shirecha, you are saying whichever related psukim are to that day, you say all three of them each time. Okay. Now, what do we do nowadays? Amr Yuchiv Bar Abba, Kol Omrin Begvulin Eino El Toa. Anyone who says these out of the Beis Mikdash area would be mistaken. You'd be mistaken. The reason why over here, is because, as Rashi explains, is that when you say Hashem's name in a very, very special way, the Shem Yuchad, you remember we had before, the Shem Yuchad is only the Mikdash, so you can't be quiet with that. You gotta like sing a praise to Hashem. So the Afka and the Mikdash, we do this. Yeah, what's that? There's no a main in the middle, but there is three, I guess, mentioning Shem Hashem. But it's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. If it only applies to the Mikdash, then it's not three set brachas. Not three brachas is not, there's no mains. It's a bracha achat, it says. It's bracha achat. There's no hefsek. Excellent. So Aaron's asking, I don't understand. Why we have three brachas, quite part of three brachas, there's only one bracha in the Mikdash. Good. Very good. Second. Very good. Call bracha achas because there's no amin, but it's really three brachas. Yeah, your question is better than the answer. Good question. Okay. Fine. Anyone who says in the Gvulin is making a mistake. Now, one answer could be is that not everyone agrees with that. We'll go here. Amri Chanina bar Papa teida the mikdash nami lo bivai l'minu. The mikdash you also, he says, you should know, the mikdash you also, we wouldn't say this. After all, you wouldn't say these psukim. Klum yesh lecha evet shemivarachin oso ve'inom ma'zin. How could you have an Eved? How could it be? Klum, is it possible? There's never an Eved that Mevarach HaNoso, that is blessed, and that it doesn't listen to the blessing that's being given. And the Eved has to be very attentive to the brachas that are being given to it. So it doesn't make any sense that he should say anything at all. He should take cut the bracha, be excited about it, and leave it at that. He says the opposite. Actually, everywhere you should say it. In the Gvulin also you should say it. Klum yesh Eved Shemevarach HaNoso Ve'ein Mazbir Banim. Is there an Eved that is blessed, and he doesn't have a way of showing appreciation in Masbir Panim, appreciation, you gotta give love back. So that would be an answer, our in theory, according to Rav Chanina bar Papa, according to Acha bar Chanina, That would be an answer, because then we actually have three because of the gulim, and therefore you could have these three. So maybe that's an answer, maybe. Either way, our custom we have nowadays is not to say bracha on the thing, for the most part. Most people I know of do not say things. There are things written in your siddmach and articles in the Durham, and we usually do not say anything, I don't think. They do certain things, they say things?
Only the older people.
Older people do? The people in Masora.
Yeah,
old Masora. The older people also the ones who do it?
Yeah.
Masora. Okay, very good. Amarivo. Ereish hava amina lu. Kevin the chazit. Here, what used to be, I said, Rabbi, I used to say it. I used to say these psukim, like the gold people in your tibur. Like they did it, so the Rabbi Vo. He used to say these psukim. Kevin the chazit alay, the Rabbi Abba, the min akud lu. Amarlu. Anunami lo amina lu. Once I saw that, one of my mentors, Rabbi Abba, the min akud, Rabbi Abba from Akko, he wouldn't say that. I also stopped saying it. Again, over here, it sounds like, okay, that's a psak. Like he's giving a story, and that we wouldn't say it anymore. Maybe the people in the Sora then still say it, but most people, I think, do not say it. Amar Yigal, Yigal says another thing about Abba Min Akko. Ereish Havi Amina Invasana Ana. I thought I was a very big, humble person. I was very humble. Invasana, like an Ana. Even the Chazinale, the Rabbi Abba Min Akko. Once I saw what Rabbi Abba Min Akko did, what did he do? The Amar Iyu Chatame, Rabbi Abba Min Akko, he used to give a shot in the Sugya. He had a reason. The Amar Amore Chatame, but his Amore, which is his translator. Back in the day, they used to have people, let's say they were older, or they were more frail, they would say over a Torah idea to someone. That person would then, they were a big orator. They would speak loudly, and everyone would hear them. So the Chashav Rav would speak like a normal voice like this, and the orator would get up loudly and passionately and repeat over what he'd said. What happened in this case? So this Rabbi Abba Min Akko, he would... When I saw that Rabbi Akoi, that he would say one reason, one shot in the sugya. But Amar Amore Chatame, and the Amore would say a different reason. The translator would say different shot. He would just ignore the shot of the Rav. He would say his own shot to Sibor. Low cupid. And he didn't. The Rav didn't say anything. He wasn't. He didn't get angry. He didn't say anything. Like, what are you saying that for? It's not what I said. He let it go.
That's like when I think it may have been Obama. Like, usually have
yeah.
And it came out like the first
time you saw it. Really? That's true?
Yeah.
Exactly what it is.
Whatever
it is, that person would be fired. You know, that person at that point over here, this person, it's a funny story. This person over here didn't, he wanted his own shot to be heard. He had him shot. He said, oh, his shot. And the person heard him. I mean, he knows what they're saying. He speaks the same language, he's saying louder. He didn't say anything all about it. What an unbelievable anav. Below company was not knocked on it. Amina, I said, Lavana in Vasana, Anna. I'm not so humble after all. I mean, I thought I was so humble, but hearing that story, like, wow, that's humble. Now, Rabbi Aval was pointing out that he felt he was humble. What did he do that made him humble? This is an unbelievable story. This is a tremendous, tremendous board, and I'll think we'll stop with this board. Umay an Vasanu said to Rabbi Abba, what was Rabbi Aval's humility that he thought he was really humble until he heard the story with Rabbi Abba bin Akum? The Amrla the Vesu, the Amore, Rabbi Aval, the Vesu, the Rabbi Aval. The Vesu was the wife. The wife of the translator, Rabbi Avo, said to the wife, Rabbi Avo, Hadidan lo tzarech leludidach. Mine, meaning ours, meaning my husband, the translator, he doesn't need yours. He doesn't need your husband. He can do fine without your husband. Meaning he's got what to say. He's got Torah to give over. He doesn't need your husband to be the source of his Torah. Vay degachin v'zakif aleh, yikar ba'amahu de'avileh. And the fact that he bends down and he stands up upon your husband, meaning to listen to the words he has to say, and straight up to announce to the crowd, it's just to give kavod, just to give kavod. It's not really, and more than kavod, it says the gears of the Rashi is he covered the malchusa, meaning Rabbi Avo apparently was well-liked in the Beis HaMelech, where I think he brings it down. People in the Beis HaMelech, the Caesar's house, like Rabbi Avo very much. So they had to be respect him. What are you going to do? He's got some backing. He's got some people looking after him. So you got to show him love. That's why he does up here. But in reality, he's as good as you are. He's as good as your husband is. Pretty strong words. Azla the Vesu of Amrle the Rabbi Avo. So Revo's wife hears this. She's like, what? She goes back and says, you know what this guy's wife said about you? Which means, you know what he's saying about you? He's saying about you. He doesn't need you. His wife's repeating what he said about you. You know, do something about this. So what does he say back? Unbelievable line. Amar Lo, he says back to his wife, Umay nafka lech mina. What do you care? Mini umine is kales ila. Whether it's me, whether it's him, whether it's coming from me or from him, either way, it's praise of Hashem. Why do I care to get credit? I don't care if I get credit or not. I don't care if it's from him or from me. The key, most important thing here is that it comes about the credit of the world. The world should get credit. Actually, I had a discussion with my shir recently, that based on something I had a discussion with my car ride recently. I mentioned to you guys in the shir, which is, you know, is there a mila of you being the father of Gadol Ador, right? Should you daven that should be you get the Gadol Ador as your son? Or it doesn't matter. As long as Gadol Ador is here, I don't care if it's from me or from you. I want a healthy kid that can help become a better Ebed Hashem. That's all I want. Is there a mila that by such be the Gadol Ador? Well, why? I don't think there'd be a Gadol Ador. Like the fact that Chaim Hasky is not my son? I mean, that'd be weird if he wasn't, right? For many reasons. But why should I care? Why should anyone care that he's not his son? They should just care there is one. They're not like, ugh, one of my sons be Chaim Hasky. The world needs a Chaim Hasky. The world needs a Gadol Ador. It's true. But that Gadol Ador comes from anyone, as long as there is one. So here also, so he says back to his wife, why does that bother you? Why does it bother you? So what? You know, as long as the people are saying over Torah and teaching Torah and giving values over and inspiring the world, what does it matter if it's coming from him, me or from him? The most important thing is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is being valued in the world. Okay, last part, then last story, then we'll stop. There's a minute, very short story of the same two players here. Vesu Rabbi Yavo, even though Rabbanan Aleh, Mimanye Bereshim. And furthermore, another story, Rabbi Yavo, Rabbanan, they basically voted. They voted to appoint him over them. Like they wanted to, it's more humility we're going to find right now, Rabbi Yavo. And they wanted to appoint Rabbi Yavo as the new head Rosh Hashiva. Came from the Chazal, the Rabbi Abba, the Min Akko. The Nafish is Machodos, but they're the Nafish is Bali Chobos. But when Rabbi Yavo saw that Rabbi Abba, Min Akko, Nafish means a lot. He had a lot of debts. He was a poor person, and he owed a lot of people a lot of money. So he saw that Amar Lahu said to them, Ika Rabba is a greater person than I. Meaning, he told the Tzibor to promote and have as their leader Rabbi Abba Min Akko, because he figured, as Rashi points over here, if he's the Rosh of the Beis Din, Rosh Shiva, people are going to respect him more. They're going to help him out more. They're going to help him out. They're going to help him pay back his debt. So when he saw that Rabbi Abba Min Akko was needy of money, so he said, why are you appointing me as your chief rabbi? He's a better one, and that actually would have allowed him to get more loans and a better treatment, and that's why he gave it to him, because he saw that he needed the help, the resources. We'll stop over here, because we'll be there next time.